This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now's your chance to get in here as well and be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you've been paying attention to the news this week, here's your chance to prove it. I'm going to clear the phone lines and give everybody a shot at getting in here, particularly those who have not played in the last 30 days. If you haven't been on in the last month, call me now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Jim.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. Everybody who gets on here gets a unique opportunity in the broadcasting world. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity. You can shout out to the family, suck up to the boss, or use it for some prearranged commercial endorsement that makes you rich. Go right ahead.
Oh, what the hell. I'll just say hello to my wife, Andrea, and my sons, Zach and Alex.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer and see what comes spilling out today. Led, of course, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two, did you ear about Spock? See what I did there?
Yes.
Did you ear about Spock? And category three, government in action or government in action. Either way, which one would you like?
Oh, let's go with the Spock.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, and here's how the Harris Challenge works. We have five questions I'm going to ask Jim, starting with the easier one and working our way up to the harder one. Each one has point values, 1 through 5 associated with them. At the end, well, he could get a total of 15 points, but he doesn't have to get all of them. Just as many as 8 points will do it. More than half of the points qualifies you for a special prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With 2 locations, 1 in Forson and 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, is he doing it too?
I think he is. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Very nice, Jim.
And from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
Hey, you have to whisper, Jim. We have a special movie screening of the movie Chappie, which will be coming up March 6th, that opens, but a special movie screening is on Wednesday the 4th, and that will be at Ronnie's at 7 o'clock.
I don't know everything about this movie, but I think it's about a robot in the future.
Yes.
And from the clips I've seen, it reminds me of Short Circuit, that movie from years ago with Ali Sheedy.
Yeah.
And what was the robot's name?
Johnny Five. Johnny Five is alive.
Yeah. And Hugh Jackman's in this and Sigourney Weaver. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Here's one thing America doesn't know. Ian, huge closet Short Circuit fan.
Absolutely.
Yes, he is.
For Johnny Five or Ali Sheedy?
Mark Gutenberg.
No, Steve Gutenberg.
Oh, Steve Gutenberg. Yes.
Oh, grief.
actually, Ian was in love with his brother Mark.
Wow.
Let's not even go there.
That's crazy.
All right, what else do you have, prize man?
We have a free bowling party.
Right off the head. Beautiful.
Yeah.
There's the X on the scoreboard. Nicely done.
You can choose from either Crest Bowl in Florissant or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 persons in 1 lane, a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
That's your choice of prizes there, or take them all if you get all 15 points. That package has a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Jim, did you ear about Spock? Is our category. This about Leonard Nimoy, who we found out died today at the age of 83. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what planet was his Star Trek character Spock born?
Pass right away.
After Star Trek, what was Nimoy's next series? Was it Hawaii 5-0, Mission Impossible, or In Search Of?
Mission Impossible.
Correct. Which of these musicals did Leonard Nimoy not do a stage production of? Oklahoma, My Fair Lady, or The King and I?
Oklahoma.
Correct. Nimoy directed the highest-grossing film of 1987, starring Steve Guttenberg, Tom Selleck, and Ted Danson. What was it called?
Ben and the Baby.
Correct. In how many Star Trek movies did Nimoy play Spock? Was it 4, 6, or 8?
6. 8.
Back to the one-pointer. On what planet was Spock born?
Vulcan
is correct. He did the 6 original movies with the original cast. He's also been back for the 2 reboots by J.J. Abrams, including the one from last year called Star Trek Into Darkness. So you got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4, Jim, for a total of 10 points, and you are a winner. Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get whichever prize you would like. By the way, speaking of Spock, I can't imagine that the people at the Big Bang Theory aren't already thinking, how can we do an episode about him? Because Sheldon is so enamored by Spock on that show. I wonder if they can, I don't know if they've already finished filming for this season, but I would think that they would be doing something about that fairly soon. Scott, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Good afternoon.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just hoping that we have great weather and Kentucky beats Arkansas tomorrow.
Well, you may have okay weather tomorrow, but on Sunday, of course, we have Icepocalypse 2015 to look forward to.
So we got that going for us.
Yes, we do. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Government in action or people in the news? Our new third category.
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV anchorman has been caught in a series of lies during his career but has the full backing of the network for which he hosts the highest-rated cable newscast?
Pass.
Which of these was decriminalized in South Korea this week? Adultery, blasphemy, or joking about Kim Jong-un?
Adultery.
Correct. What kind of animals got loose in Phoenix yesterday, creating tons of interest on TV and online?
Llamas.
Correct. Which NFL running back could return to football this year after winning the appeal of his suspension for beating his child with a belt?
Adrian Peterson.
Correct. 5-pointer. What did KFC announce it has introduced at its restaurants in England? Fat-free French fries, an edible coffee cup, or a fried chicken version of shepherd's pie?
Oh, England. It's got to be shepherd's pie.
No, it's the edible coffee cup. And we're out of time, so I'll just tell you, it was Bill O'Reilly who's been caught in the lies, but is not going to be fired by Fox News. Here's the story on the edible coffee cup. KFC calls it the Scoffy Cup. It's a cup made of cookies wrapped in sugar paper, lined with a layer of white chocolate that doesn't melt. So after you drink the coffee, you eat the cup, or if you like the cup too much, don't eat too much or you get coffee in your lap. And then we get the hot coffee thing. Also about the adultery thing. Yes, South Korea has decriminalized adultery, and I'm not making this up. In the 24 hours after they made the announcement, condom sales in South Korea went through the roof. And the last one of these stories I want to mention is the llamas who got loose yesterday. There was not an office in America that wasn't where the TV wasn't surrounded by people watching the white and black llamas running around Phoenix. There were 2 things about this story that got me. 1 are the guys in the pickup trucks who lassoed the llamas. Did you see that?
Yes.
It's an amazing video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
Amazing video. And the other thing is I'm reminded of a joke a friend of mine did on the radio 30-plus years ago when a group called the Motels had a song called Take the L Out of Lover.
Yeah.
And it's over.
Yeah.
He said, you know, if you take the L out of llama, it's llama.
Yeah, I said with a neck that long, if they weren't able to lasso him, you couldn't be called cowboy anymore.
That's very true. All right, Scott, you got the 2, the 3, and the 4, 9 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll bring in our third contestant. Hello, Roger.
Hello, how you doing today?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just let us know. Let's have some fun.
All right. We have government in action, people in the news, or no, really, have you been paying attention? Which one would you like?
No, really, have you paid attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Roger, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country is the first to allow the creation of human embryos with the DNA of 3 people? Is it the U.S., England, or Russia?
England.
Correct. Which ABC sitcom aired an episode this week shot entirely on iPhones, iPads, and MacBooks?
Pass.
What book by Adolf Hitler will be reprinted in Germany for the first time since World War II?
Pass.
Which Caribbean nation, where you probably thought weed was already legal, finally decriminalized small amounts of pot this week?
Jamaica.
Correct. According to the nation's top nutrition panel, what can you drink 3 to 5 cups of each day with minimal risk to your health?
Coffee.
Correct. Which ABC sitcom aired that episode this week shot on iPhones, iPads, and MacBooks? The show is called Modern Family, and Hitler's book was Mein Kampf, but you didn't need that because you got the 5, the 4, and the 1 for a total of 10 points. Roger, nicely done.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome. And let's meet our next contestant. And that's you, Gary. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, Paul and gang.
Hey, gang.
Hey, Gary.
Gary says hello.
Hi, Gary.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just wanted to add a fish called Wanda to that last category last year of our
con man movies.
Con man, okay.
That's one of my favorites, too. Ken.
That's right. All right, Gary, let's see what we have left here. We have government in action or people in the news. What'll it be?
In action.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did President Obama use his veto pen for this week for only the 3rd time in his presidency?
For that oil line?
Yeah, the XL pipeline. In its net neutrality ruling this week, which federal agency said that the Internet must be considered a public utility?
The FCC?
Correct. For which cabinet position was Loretta Lynch approved by the Senate to replace Eric Holder?
Attorney General.
Correct. What became legal to own in Washington, D.C. yesterday, but not to sell or use on federal property?
Marijuana?
Yeah, it's in the news a lot. In what state did a legislator get a brief lesson on female anatomy after asking if a woman could swallow a small camera for doctors to conduct a remote gynecological exam?
Wow.
I'll give you 3 guesses here. Is it Idaho, Nebraska, or Mississippi?
Idaho.
It is Idaho, where Representative Vito Barbieri was told by the witness, Dr. Julie Madsen, no, that wouldn't work because when you swallow a pill, it does not end up in your vagina. So let's see how you did here, Gary. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call a clean sweep for 15 points and all the prizes.
Sweet.
Nicely done. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get all of them, and we'll bring in our final contestant today. Hello, Sheila.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
I'm just getting off work and going home.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock for 1 category left on the board here. It's called People in the News.
Okay.
Now, I do have to tell you, before we play this category, Ian and I worked very hard at putting together a special Leonard Nimoy musical tribute for Punisher music today, and we have a whole bunch of them that are ready to go because we figured, well, maybe we'll need all the way up to 5, depending on how much people have been paying attention this week. And for the first time in a long time, no one's been punished yet, no. Sheila.
Well, I don't want to break the streak, so...
Well, all the pressure's on you now.
I know.
People in the News is the category. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Eddie Ray Ralph convicted of killing, which sentenced him to life in prison this week?
Pass.
Which scandal-plagued performer released a statement to his fans this week that claimed, hey, 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 I'm far from finished?
Fat Albert.
Who's the performer?
Bill Cosby.
Correct. Which ESPN broadcaster was suspended this week for weird tweets about pediatric cancer and Penn State?
Pass.
Which Comedy Central show did Jason Jones announce he'll leave to do a sitcom for TBS while his wife Samantha Bee stays on as a correspondent?
Can you repeat that one?
Which Comedy Central show did Jason Jones announce he'll leave to do a sitcom for TBS while his wife Samantha Bee stays on as a correspondent?
Pass.
Earl Lloyd died yesterday at 86. In what major sports league was he the first African-American player in 1950? Take a guess.
Basketball.
What league?
Oh, NBA.
Yeah, it is the NBA. You're right. It was the Daily Show for Jason Jones and Samantha Bee. Keith Olbermann from ESPN. And Eddie Ray Ralph is the guy convicted of killing Chris Kyle, who's the subject of American Sniper.
Yes!
Yeah. Let's see how you did here, Sheila. You did 2 for Cosby and 5 for the NBA. And 7 points means you came up 1 short. And yes, we are going to have Mr. Spock. Leonard Nimoy, punish you.
I left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Leonard Nimoy dead today at the age of 83, but still around to punish you, Sheila.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.